the site itself is actually 6 times older than the pyramids and 8 times older than Stonehenge. One of the interesting things, or one of the unfortunate things actually, is that the site itself has never actually been properly audited. So one of the concerns that GetUp had was that if the plant, the Woodside plant, was to take place at the site, then we may actually never know what was destroyed. But certainly, if you look at some of the international rock art experts, they list it as significant as the pyramids. So you've got thousands of years, if not tens of thousands of years of art, rock art. It's not paintings, it's carving. And it tells a story. It tells a narrative over those thousands of years, both historically but also in a Dreamtime sense. So it's particularly important.
Sure. What was the proposal that you were so opposed to?
Basically, Woodside, which was one of the 6 parties that had already been in development there, decided that it was going to expand its operations into the Burrup Peninsula. And the Burrup Peninsula, it's actually... The strange thing is that the site itself is actually not where the gas is. The gas is offshore. Woodside wants to put the gas plant at the site of where the rock art is. And what we've been saying is, together with, you know, many other individuals and organisations who've been campaigning on the issue, is that there actually are alternatives. You don't need to put the plant at the site of the art. In fact, it could be in Maitland, which is nearby, or in Onslow. They're alternative sites. Now, what we're talking about is a $20 billion project, and what GetUp has been saying is that, you know, surely when the potential profits that will come out of this project, surely we should be able to invest a little bit more. You know, this is not, we're not anti-development by any means. I don't think any of the parties, not even the traditional owners or the traditional custodians, would say we don't want the gas to be mined. I think everybody agrees that, you know, it's a significant contribution to the West Australian economy and to the national economy, but there's a win-win solution here, and that is, let's save the rock art, and at the same time, let's put the processing plant in a spot which is still, you know, hugely profitable, but, you know, saves the art at the same time. Both Woodside, which is the company, and the state premier, Carpenter, and the state government had been objecting to a proposed heritage listing. So GetUp ran a campaign saying to our members and to members of the public, the Minister for the Environment has opened up this process. Let's tell the Minister what we think about it. And so that's where the GetUp submission came through. We set up on our website, getup.org.au, a place for people to be able to either put their name to our submission or to write their own, or both. And 21,000 people between last Thursday night and Tuesday of this week, when the submission process closed, wrote to the Minister and CC'd it to Woodside and to the State Premier.
Gee, okay.
And then on Monday and then Tuesday of this week, whilst they were receiving these thousands of emails, both the company and the Premier backflipped and said, we are withdrawing our objection to the heritage listing, which is great.
If people are wanting to get involved, how can they help the campaign?
Well, I think the best thing to do, from our perspective, is to go to the GetUp website, which is getup.org.au. You know, they're responding to public outcry, and they've actually, you know, the CEO of Woodside said the reason for the change is because of public outcry, and I think that we should be, you know, sort of acknowledging that and supporting it, and as an Australian community, we can use the GetUp website to communicate with those decision makers and say, yep, it's a step in the right direction, let's take that further step so that all of us benefit.